Amen. All the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. Praise God. Well, are you ready for the Word of God?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. All righty. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's gathered here in sanctuary today. Father, I thank you for each and every one of them. Thank you for those, Father God, that are viewing otherwise. And Father, I pray that they would have open ears to hear your word and an open heart to receive your word today, Lord, because I know that you have something that you want to speak into their life today. Hallelujah. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Father, we know that mankind cannot live by bread alone, but we must live by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Hallelujah. So, Father, thank you. Thank you so much for what you are doing in our lives. And I thank you, Father God, for your anointing and call upon me to minister your word. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I get excited, you know. I got a witness back there. I get excited sometimes. So praise God. But sometimes I do. I get excited, and sometimes, I'll just go right into my message and don't even give you folks a title. Or what the subject is, anyway. So, amen. But during the course of the message, I think you can pretty much pick it up. You may not know it word for word, but you will be able to pick it up. But I'm not doing that this morning. And, you know, those of us that are married, you know, God gave us a helpmeet. And so we thank God for helpmeets, helpers. Amen. And sometimes they're trying to help us when we don't necessarily want it. But we need help, don't we? Amen. God himself said in Genesis that it's not good for man to be alone. So he gave him a helpmeet. He gave him a wife. Amen. So this is not my subject. I'll tell you what the subject is. But I want to tell all you husbands out here to appreciate your wife. Amen. Now, what I want to do, I want to meddle just a little bit. I'm known to do that every now and then. I just kind of meddle and get in people's business. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when folk come to church, I don't know what's happened at the house before they got here. They could have had a big argument or whatever and decided they're not going to speak to each other. They're not going to speak to each other at the house. They're not going to speak to each other during church, and they're not going to speak to each other after church, you know, because, you know, you hurt my feeling, or you did this, you did that, or you said this, you said that, whatever the case may be. But I'm just going to pout a while. Well, I just want the husbands right now. Husbands, I know some of you in here, your spouse is not with you, and some of you in here are single, and some of you ain't old enough to be married. Amen. But I'm talking to husbands right now that your wife is with you, seated beside you. Raise your hands. Amen. Raise your hand now. Now, if you don't raise your hand, she's going to think you're ashamed of her. Told you I was meddling, didn't I? All right, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at her. Look at your wife. Look at your wife. Come on, look at your wife. Look at your wife, Husbands, look at your wife. Amen. And I want you to tell her, brother, you're looking the wrong direction. Look at your wife. Come, no, don't explain to me. Look at your wife. All right, look at your wife. Look at your wife and say, you are my good thing. This is not a test, folks. This is not hard to do. Let me try. Look at your wife, husband, and say, you are my good thing. You are my gift from God. Amen. Now, I don't want you to tell a lie, so here's what you can do. Repent before I ask you to say this, okay? Go ahead and repent before I ask you to say this. And here's what I want you to say to her. Say, I'm going to be good to you. Because you are my blessing from the Lord. Amen. Amen. But these brothers talking real low tone. Amen. God bless you. Now, I want to say something. Listen to me. And by the way, those of you live streaming, if you buy your wife, I hope you join in with us to say the same thing. Now, sometimes people may say, oh, Pastor, that's just silly. You never know what the Holy Spirit is doing in a situation like that. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Now. And by the way, you know, I was leading this, but you already know you are my good thing. You are my blessing from the Lord. And I don't want you to feel left out of anything. Amen. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. And what else can I say, y'all? God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. And so, praise God. Amen. Because I know folk, what Pastor telling us said, he didn't say it. So, praise God. Now, let me get back. My subject for today, once again, I thought I was finished with this last week, but there's some things that the Lord kind of put on my heart, and so I want to return to my subject, which was last week and is today, wisdom for 2021. Wisdom for 2021. Praise God. Wisdom for 2021. And I want to read our theme scripture again that I read to you last week, which is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. It says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. And I read to you also New Living Translation, which says, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. Amen. And now I'm not going to read as much of Proverbs chapter 4 as I did last week, but let me review real quickly. In verse 20, we are told to give attention. Verse 20 says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. And so Whatever we do, we must make sure that we give attention to God's word. Amen?
Amen.
And we are to keep the words of God before our eyes, right?
Yes.
And then we are to get them down into our spirits, get them in our heart, just not just head knowledge, but it's got to be heart knowledge. You got to get it down in your heart where it becomes a part of you. Amen. And we're told that the word of God is life and it is health. And then we're told to guard our hearts. Am I right? We're told to guard our hearts because out of it are the issues of life. Out of our hearts are the issues of life. So, and of course, you know, I'm not going to go into everything I did last week right now, but I want to take you somewhere else. I told you a little before I closed last week that you need to watch your words. Amen? You need to watch your word. Matter of fact, excuse me. Verse 24 says, listen to this. This is Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 24, it says, put away from you a what? A deceitful mouth. Amen. The New King James Version says, a deceitful mouth. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. And so the Lord continued to deal with me about this, because here's the thing. One of the biggest problems that we have are mouth problems. And I'm not talking about the type of problems where, you know, you got gum problems or you got a bad tooth or something like that, then you need to go to the dentist or whatever and get that. But the problem I'm talking about, a dentist can't fix. No. A dentist can't fix it. Nobody can fix it but us. And our mouths has caused us probably more problems over the years than we can count. Amen. I want you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Everybody say mouth problems. Deuteronomy chapter 30. I want to, matter of fact, I think I'll begin reading from verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. And it says, but the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Now, excuse me. In verse 14, it's talking about the word of God, okay? Talking about words that God has spoken, okay? He says in verse 15, see, I have set before you today. See that? I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may what? That you may what?
Live.
With, okay, I'm just dealing with live right now. That you may live, and yes, and multiply, and the Lord your God will what? He will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. And by the way, other gods doesn't necessarily, especially in our time, doesn't necessarily have to be some man-made idol like a statue or something like that. But sometimes people get caught up on their own possessions, you know. In the Ten Commandments, God says, you know, that you shall not have any other God before him, okay? We're never, ever to put anything else before God. He is to be number one all the time. Are you still here?
Amen.
Amen. Verse 18, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. Now look at verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. You still here? That I, listen to what he says, that I have set before you, what? Life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose what?
Life.
Choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Now notice what God is saying here, and this applies to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have life and death set before us, but we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice as to which one we're going to live by. Are we going to be blessed, or are we going to be cursed? Well, isn't God good? Now, God tells us that the blessings are out there, the cursings are out there, and you know, God goes on to tell us which one to choose. He tells which one to choose. He said, choose life. Choose the blessing. And verse 20 says, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Now, I wanted to read that to you. Now, having read that to you, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Hallelujah. Now, life is full of choices. We make choices every day. We make choices every day. Amen. Are y'all cold? Okay. Turn that off, whatever is on. If the AC is on, check it for me. Y'all keep that monitor for me, please. Now, every day we're faced with choices. For example, you made the choice, if you're an adult anyway, you made the choice to come to church today. Now, you could have stayed home and slept late, but you didn't do that. You made the choice to come to church. And God is telling us that every day of your life, you're going to be faced with choices. What are you going to do with the choices that you face with? And of course, God says, choose life, choose the blessings over the cursing. But now, sometimes we make choices not realizing that we're making those choices. Now, in Proverbs chapter 18, I want to read to you beginning with verse 20. Proverbs 18, verse 20. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his what? A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his what? Lips, he shall be filled. Some of us, well, no, not some of us, all of us. Whatever situation we're in right now, most likely it's a result of our words. Now, it could be good. You could be in a good place. You could be in a bad place. But most likely, it's a result of your words. You got to understand something. Your words are powerful. Do you hear me? Look at verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the what? It's in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Now, what am I telling you? You need to start this year watching what you say. Watching what you say. Watching what you say. Watching what you say. You know, there's some folks, and some of them are believers. Every time they open their mouths, something negative comes out. This bad's going to happen. That bad's going to happen. You know, always something. And those that are listening to them are not blessed by their words. They're put in fear. And sometimes, you know, it's bad when people hate to see you coming. Really, it's bad when people hate to see you coming because they know, uh-oh, here comes sister such and such or brother such and such. You know, now it's time to hear a sad story. The Bible said we're supposed to be a blessing. We're supposed to be a blessing. Turn back to Proverbs chapter 13. I'll begin reading at verse 1. A wise son heeds his father's instruction. How many of you know God is our Heavenly Father? Amen. Amen. But a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. Of course, now that can be applied in the natural also. Natural father and son. Verse 2. A man, are you ready for this one? A man, and this applies to ladies as well, a man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. I remember when Kathy and I barely had 2 cents to rub together. But I'd seen in the Word of God where, like 3 John 2 is just an example of what I'm talking about. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, here's the thing. If God didn't mean it, it wouldn't be in the book. Okay? God wants me and all of his children to prosper. God wants his children to be healthy. Do you know God wants you to be healthy? And God wants our soul to prosper. He wants us to prosper spirit, soul, and body. God wants us to prosper. And then we would read things like where Jesus said, give, and it would be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now, you have to understand, you know, we were in the negative. I mean, but I saw in God's word where he wanted to bless my life. So I changed the way I talk. Amen. I changed the way I talk. The Bible says, let the poor say I'm rich. Let the weak say I'm strong. And I know some folks can't receive this, but it worked for us. I began to call those things that were not as though they were. You hear me? Now, I say I, Kathy did too. We began to call those things that were not as though they were. And we'd go to church and wouldn't have any money, could barely had enough gas to get to church, but we'd be in the congregation praising God and just like everybody else. Sometimes we wasn't quite sure if we had enough gas to make it back home. And really, there were times when we didn't have any food to eat. I tell you the truth. We were in service. And now let me tell you something. Please listen to me. That's a good excuse to stay home, ain't it? Well, honey, there's not much gas in the car, so there's no use in us going to church today. But you know what? We love the Word of God. We love the Word of God. And so we, in this particular time, we came to church and the car was almost on empty. We didn't have any money for food. Didn't know what we were going to do. But God knew our situation. And we didn't throw hints at people. We didn't do any of that. But I remember one case, one situation, where this couple invited us over there to their house, and they went and got one or two buckets of, during that time, it wasn't called KFC, it was called Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so they went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and got a bucket or two of chicken, and man, we had a blessed time. We ate good. And we would have sometimes people would just hand us some money. We, you know, just hand us some money. My wife is even, you know, let me say something here because I'm not recommending that you go in anybody's handbag. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Can I, will you say amen again?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not suggesting or recommending that you go into anybody's handbag, but we know for a fact there was at least one time that she opened her handbag and there somebody had placed some money in there. Amen. An angel didn't put it there. Somebody put it there. But the whole time we were struggling, I never called us poor. We always had a positive confession. God's gonna make this work. God is supplying all of our needs. Because you have to understand something. First of all, we had his interest at heart. You listening to me? We had his interest at heart. We wanted to go to church. We wanted to hear the word of God. We wanted to minister to the hurting and the sick. We wanted to serve. We had a heart to serve God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not bragging. You follow me? I'm not bragging on us. But what I am telling you is God is faithful. And you don't quit just because you don't see a change today. You don't quit just because you don't see a change tomorrow. You stay faithful. Who was it? Job, I believe it said. Correct me if I'm wrong. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. So you got to have your mind made up. I'm serving God. I'm going to believe God. I believe what he said. And I'm not going to say anything contrary to what he said. If God says I'm blessed, I may not look like it. I may not feel like it, but I'm blessed because God says I'm blessed. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to watch our words. We need to make sure that our words are not going contrary to what God says about us. Because when we do that, that opens the door for the devil to come in. Because understand, our words are powerful, right? Our words are powerful. Remember? Verse 2, chapter 13, Proverbs, a man shall eat well by what? The fruit of his mouth. But the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence. Look at verse 3. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who open wide his lips shall have destruction. Don't ever say, we're on our way to the poorhouse, although you may feel like it. If they're pulling your car up the road, in other words, they repossessed it, you still continue to bless the Lord. Amen. And learn from it. Everybody say, learn from it. Because too many times we make unwise decisions by buying things that we can't afford right now. See, there is faith and there's presumption. Say that again. There's faith and there's presumption. Presumption will make you do unwise things. But even if you made a mistake, just repent before God. Say, Lord, I'm not going to make this mistake again. And why, what I like to call the snatchback man, why he's taking your automobile up the road, just start praising the Lord. Say, Lord, you're going to give me another one. I will be riding again. Because you are the God of my supply. You meet all of my needs. We just sing it. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. He is our provider. He is our provider. But if you know he's your provider, then you need to talk like it. If you know that he's your healer, you need to talk like it. Well, glory. Let's go a few minutes longer. Some of us need to change our language, the way we speak this year. Go to the book of James. My namesake. Go to the book of James. I can say, ha ha, my name's in the Bible, is yours? Nah, I'm just messing with y'all. Because that don't mean a thing. Being born again is what's important. Amen? Being born again. James chapter 3. Now, Brother James here, as he was moved by the Holy Spirit, laid it out for us. He says, my brethren, say he's talking about me. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Now, I could take verse 1 and preach on it the rest of the day and tomorrow and on and on and on, but we won't stop there today. We'll do that another time. Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, let's back up a minute. We all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. In other words, he's mature. Able also to bridle the whole body. Man, if you can control your tongue, you're in good shape. If you can control your tongue, you're in good shape. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot desires. Even so, everybody say even so. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. See, now we have to understand that our tongue is a powerful thing. And it can cause us to be blessed or cause us to be cursed, but it can also hurt other people. Tongues can cause a lot of problems. You know, when people tell lies, they got to use their tongue. Verse 6, And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of what? Deadly poison. Now, let me tell you something here. We cannot tame our tongue, but the Holy Spirit can. When we make a decision that we are going to speak God's words, we're going to speak according to His word rather than our own thinking, rather than the way we feel, we are well on our way. Amen. Look at verse 9. With it, referring to the tongue, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. Finish reading that. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. I'll stop right there. We see an example of the power of God's tongue. Now, you know, we're not God. Amen. You know, don't misunderstand. But I'm sharing this for example only. Remember when God created everything there is, what did He do? He said, let there be. Let there be. Let there be light. Guess what? There was light. God said, and God spoke, and things came into existence. Now we, according to the word of God, we are created in His image and in His likeness. Therefore, we can say things that bless people, or we can say things that hurt people. We can say things that bless ourselves, or we can say things that hurt ourselves. I didn't get very far on this, but I'm getting ready to close. But I want you to see something, and I want to close with Ephesians chapter 5, so go there. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 1, it says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. You see that? Now, if you got a King James Bible, it says, be followers of God as dear children. But that word follow means to imitate. Listen to me. Be imitators of God as dear children. Now, let me bring this to conclusion. Make a decision that this year and every year beyond, that you are going to speak God's words after Him. Amen. You're going to speak God's words after Him. When it comes to you personally, whatever the Word of God says you are, that's what you say you are. Let me say that again. Whatever the Word of God says you are, that's what you are to say that you are. We walk by faith, brothers and sisters. We don't walk by sight. If you don't feel well in your body, just start thanking God. Father, I thank you that by Jesus' stripes I am healed. Father, I thank you that Jesus himself took all of my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. Father, I thank you that by his stripes I'm healed. Start saying God's word after him. Well, Pastor, that does that mean I don't need to go to the doctor? I didn't say that. Thank God for doctors. Don't you know if it weren't for doctors, there'd be a whole lot of Christians dead? So we thank God for doctors, but we put our faith in God. You hear me? We put our faith in God. We put our faith in God. We put our faith in what he has said. Be imitators of God as dear children. Well, Lord, I don't have any money. I don't have any food. Well, Father, I thank you for supplying my every need. For my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, what you're doing now, you're putting the word of God on your situation. Amen. And you're not walking around, oh, we're all going to die. We're all going to starve. I just don't know what we're going to do. No. Just begin to speak God's word. Say what God says about yourself. You know what else we need to do? Not only do we need to pray, but we need to start speaking God's word over this country. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, let me tell you something. Your tongue is a powerful thing. Now, not only just speaking words of faith over your own personal life or over your family, the words that you speak to God become powerful because through prayer, you understand what I'm saying? Through prayer, then it moves the hand of God to change things. But we're not supposed to approach God begging. But we are to, according to the word of God, we are to petition him. And we are to intercede on behalf of others. Because I've already ministered this to you, but God has placed you and I in a position of authority. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of this earth. God gave us that authority, and we need to use it. Jesus said, speak to this mountain and it shall be removed, didn't he? Amen. But we've been taught by ministers and other folk that we are so weak and we are no good. We just have to beg God and hope he's listening and hope he answers. My Lord, we have been redeemed. We are the redeemed. Hear me again. We are the redeemed. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's time for us to rise up and start talking. Are y'all following me? Let the weak say, I'm strong. If you're feeling weak, start simple. In Jesus' name, I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I will not be defeated. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Now I want you to take what you hear out these doors and begin to use it in your personal life and on behalf of others as well. Amen. Beginning to confess the word of God. Well, Pastor, I just don't feel like it. You just don't know what I have to live with. You don't know my situation and my circumstances. Well, bring the word of God in there. Bring the word of God right into your situation and your circumstances. And you let the devil know, you're not going to have your way in my life. You're not going to have your way in my home. Glory to God. Let me stop. Father, we thank you. May we step up to the plate and may we begin to speak your words after you. May we be imitators of you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. May we glorify you every day of our lives. And I just want to thank you, Father, that you have provided everything we need. It is the devil that steals from us. Jesus told us he was the thief which came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said he's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, for meeting every need in this church today. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. And I just want to say this to you, that Jesus said to his disciples, and I want to say it to you, be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. Somebody really needed to hear that. Be of good cheer. Get your head up. Get your head up. You worship God. You praise God because Jesus has already overcome the world. And because he overcame, he has made you an overcomer as well. Rebuke the fear. Rebuke the fear. You don't have to be afraid of anything, but put your trust in him and in what he has said about you. You say about you what he has said about you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to say this. Bring the music down just a little bit for me, please. I want to say this to anyone that may be watching that's not born again. I want to say this. It is very, 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 very important that you're born again, that you receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and as your Savior. Too many people believe that well, you know, if I just be good and if I do good things and if I help others, you know,